ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Politicians in New South Wales are reviewing bail laws and domestic violence protection measures in the wake of the alleged murder of Molly Ticehurst. Police say she was killed by her former partner just 2 weeks after he was released on bail. Former Australian of the Year Rosie Batty has long been a strong voice on family violence prevention and last week joined the Attorney General at the Family Violence Symposium. She's our guest this morning. Rosie Batty, it's always a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you.
Morning, Patricia.
Almost 10 years ago, you called for alleged perpetrators of these offences to be labelled as intimate partner terrorists. What do you mean by that?
I think there is an unconscious minimisation of violence when we put domestic or family in front of it. And I think that, you know, language matters, and I think it really is a very accurate description of the terror and the terrorization that occurs in this dynamic. And it makes you, I guess, abruptly consider something more sharply when we hear the word terrorism. And in fact, that's exactly what too many women and children are experiencing.
You've been escalating, elevating these issues now for more than a decade. Do you believe family violence is being taken seriously by law enforcers and governments?
I think it's still a battle, Patricia. I think I sit and watch the TV and the news every night. I see in the news the death of a murder, should I say, brutal murder of another person, another woman. I know that woman will have either recently left the relationship or be planning to leave that relationship and moving forward in her life. And I understand very deeply the risk that is involved in endeavouring to extract yourself from a violent and abusive and a coercive controlling relationship. And are we desensitised? Are we tuned in? Or are we just like, that's another one. We have so many competing pressures that shock us on a daily basis. But how many of us really understand still deeply that I've been saying this for 10 years and I wasn't at the start of this, that one woman a week is being murdered. And yet we still have to fight so hard for people to take it seriously when we live in fear of our lives, when we approach the police, when we go to court. You know, things have improved. Definitely things have improved. But the onus of safety still rests on the victim to stay safe.
What happens when the onus rests on the victim? Where's the risk?
Well, ultimately, Patricia, you are only truly safe if the perpetrator decides no longer to be abusive and violent. And I'm really sorry, but tightening of the bail laws or adjusting that justice response doesn't necessarily mean you're safe. Very sadly, when you are remanded, you may go to prison, you may very well not, but how long are you in prison for? I meet women across Australia who've had to change their names, change their identity, move into state away from the family and communities, live anonymously in fear and always looking over the shoulder because they know he will never rest until he tracks them down. And that is the brutal reality. And that's the onus of safety that some families and some people have to put around them because there's no other way of staying safe.
Molly Ticehurst's father has spoken to Channel 9 and he says she went away for the first week of the AVO thinking that if he was going to do something, it would be within that week. Mm. She said she was wary and nervous and couldn't sleep. I find that so chilling. he it is Patricia alleges because that she knew that she was at risk, and now we have this fatal consequence.
Yeah. When you were in a relationship, the only option that you have that's offered to, well, not even offered to, that you also have to obtain is an intervention order. It is a piece of paper, but without that piece of paper, the police, the system doesn't take your violence seriously enough. So that is an option that you are driven to take, but you are taking the power and control into that relationship. And the fear that you sit in, the fear is real. The dread, you don't know what might happen, but there is a sense, a real sense of dread that you have poked the bear, you've escalated things, you've reached out for help, and this is the pathway that's open to you. And it's really difficult, I think, that people would understand and comprehend that. But you're not just at risk for a few days or a few weeks. You're not, you know, this is ongoing. This is ongoing risk. And your avenues are very limited, and you don't know. The red flags are there. The possibility, from what I understand, and I don't know all the intimate details, but I do know that stalking is an extremely high risk factor.
Mm.
An extremely high risk factor. And I am not convinced that we really understand those extreme high risk factors and really escalate someone's safety enough.
Rosie, I'm sorry to talk to you in these circumstances again, but I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for the time, Patricia.
Rosie Batty is a family violence prevention advocate and speaker and former Australian of the Year.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.